Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
You want to see me, Coach?
Dauber, Fred Webb is cutting class again, and I want you to chew his butt.
Me, Coach?
That's right. You're an assistant coach. Part of your job is handing out discipline. I want you to get some experience at this. Come on, he's in the team room. Let's go. All right, listen up, Fred. Dauber has something he wants to say to you. Go ahead, Dauber.
Fred, you know, education is really the cornerstone of a successful life.
Dauber.
Fred! We're sick of trying to cut class! From now on, we want you to take your education seriously! This is college, not summer camp! Now, you treat college with respect! And you put your nose to the grindstone, and you get your degree, or your butt is off this team. Do I make myself clear?
Wait a minute, Dauber. You've been going to school here for 8 years. You don't have a degree yet.
We're not talking about me. We're talking about you.
You're not going to believe who this is. No. No. No, not him either. It's Hayden. Sandy? Sandy? Oh, damn.
Well, hi. We got your tux. You ready for tonight?
No, I can't find a stupid date.
You still don't have a date for the charity ball? It starts in 3 hours.
Maybe I can find a stupid date. I haven't called Brandy yet.
Dad, why did you wait till the last minute?
Because I thought maybe Christine would call and we'd go together, you know? I mean, come on, we are co-chairpersons of this thing. It makes sense for us to go together. But no. Apparently, since we broke up, Christine believes we shouldn't be dating either.
Is there anything wrong with going alone?
Yeah, I'd look like a dweeb.
Dad, why are you letting this night make you so crazy?
Because this is the same charity event where Christine and I met 4 years ago.
I never knew that.
Best night of my life. And it didn't start out that way. I couldn't get a date then either. Come on, Candy. I know it's a last minute, but I'm really in a jam here. I didn't know until this morning that I had to go to this thing. But don't give me that excuse. You've been putting that off for years. You can take your high school equivalency exam anytime. Second. What?
Excuse me, Coach Fox?
Yeah, what is it?
It's me, Mike Dubinsky. I need to talk to you.
Yeah, okay, come on in. I'm on the phone. Oh, gee, Candy, you can't do this to me. I don't want to go to this thing by myself. Come on, it's going to be really a lot of fun. Walter Mondale's going to be there, plus a whole lot of other celebrities. He's a former vice president. Of the United States. Oh, jeez, Candy. Okay, this ends it between us, all right? Man, I got to start dating a better class of women. So what's your problem? I thought you were going to be with all the other seniors getting your pictures taken for the yearbook.
That's a problem. I just found out I'm not a senior.
What do you mean you're not a senior? You've been on a team for 4 years.
Well, I know. I just found out I don't have enough credits to graduate this spring.
How far away from graduation are you?
Well, if I hit the books and study and go to summer school, I'd say 2.5 years.
2.5 years? Jeez, Dubinsky!
Hayden, do you... Oh, I'm sorry. Hey, Dubinsky.
Hi, Coach.
What's going on?
Well, I just found out Dauber's not going to graduate.
Why not, Dauber? It's fun. You get to wear a cap and gown. Your dad will be there.
Luther! It's not that he doesn't want to graduate. He doesn't have enough credits.
Geez, you made that promise to his mother on her deathbed. You'd make sure he graduated.
I know.
Well, my scholarship runs out at the end of this year. I can't afford to stay in school.
What about if I make you like a student assistant?
What's that?
Kind of like an assistant coach in training.
I'd be a coach?
Yeah, in training. You know, I mean, you'd empty waste baskets, run errands, wash our cars and everything.
Wow, me a coach?
Yeah, that's a big deal. Remember, it's only temporary. You'd really have to knuckle down. I can't keep you on here forever.
Oh, hey, don't worry, coach. If I can't graduate in 6.5 years, I don't deserve to be an assistant. You're the best, coach. Thanks.
Nice kid. Slow, but a nice kid.
Yeah.
Did you get a date for tonight?
No, you're going with me.
Oh.
I'll pick you up at 6:30, and don't worry, I'm going to pay for your tuxedo.
I have to wear a tuxedo? You didn't tell me that.
I told you it was black tie.
No, you didn't tell me I had to wear a tuxedo. Geez, hey, Nante, I wish you'd get a steady girlfriend so you'd have someone to go with to these things instead of me.
Yeah, well, when I find a woman I get along with as well as I do with you, I will.
And that woman turned out to be Christine.
Yeah. Now I have to go back to her tonight and see her again. Now, I can't go to this thing by myself.
Would it be okay if I spoke?
It's risky, but go ahead.
What if you took Luther again?
No, I am not going to do that. I've dragged him to too many of these things already. You know, he hates formal affairs. I'm not going to put him through that again. I don't care how many people I have to call. I am not asking Luther.
I hate it when you drag me to these things.
Did you quit complaining? You've been griping ever since we left home.
Well, you know I hate to wear tuxedos. The collar's always too tight, and this cucumber never stays put.
Would you quit calling it a cucumber? It's a cummerbund. Cucumber is a vegetable. A cummerbund is a tuxedo accessory.
Well, they both upset my stomach.
Just quit dancing around.
Can't help it. My feet hurt.
Ah, geez, Luther, you're like an old lady.
How am I like an old lady? I can't help it if I have bad arches. I wish you had this feet for just one day. You get back to me in 5 minutes, I'll tell you that.
Oh, God, your feet are shot, your knees are shot. How do you even get out of bed in the morning?
Start very early.
If you want to sit down, I'm sure you'd be more comfortable.
Not with this cucumber bun, I won't. Oh, geez, there she is.
Where? Oh, man, doesn't she look great?
I don't know who that is she's with, but I'll tell you one thing. He's one lucky guy. You're a lucky guy, too.
Oh, yeah, I'm the luckiest guy alive. My date had to shave and put in arch supports. I'm going to play lotto tonight. I'm so lucky.
I remember 4 years ago when we walked in here, you weren't feeling too good then either. And if you remember correctly, that evening turned out okay.
I remember. I remember every detail about that night.
I just hate it when you drag me to these things.
Would you quit complaining? You've been whining ever since we left home.
Well, look at me. You're like Engelbert Pumpernickel.
It's Humperdinck.
What is?
The guy's name. It's Engelbert Humperdinck, not Pumpernickel. Pumpernickel's bread.
Well, whatever. If you hadn't told me about this at the last minute, I could have got a black tux like everybody else.
Well, it's a good thing Bobby and the Blue Notes broke up. Or they'd be singing tonight, and you wouldn't have anything to wear.
Well, they probably broke up because of these suits.
Wait a minute, who's that?
Who's who?
A woman over there. I think that's the most beautiful girl I've ever seen, Luther.
That's Mrs. Hubert Humphrey.
No, not her. The one on the left. The one who's my age.
It's Christine Armstrong.
Who's she?
Christine Armstrong, the newscaster on Channel 6. Geez, don't you ever watch TV?
Of course I watch TV. Don't watch the news. What if she's married? I'm going to go find out.
I'm going to go check out the crab claws.
I agree. It's a wonderful headline, but it never happened.
Hi. Hello. Oh, hysterical story. I was laughing so hard, I thought stuff was going to come out of my nose. I meant that as a compliment. Hey, hi, I'm Hayden Fox.
Christine Armstrong.
Oh, yeah, I know. World famous Christine Armstrong. Everybody knows Christine Armstrong. You're a newscaster.
That's right.
I'm Hayden Fox.
I know. That's what you just said.
Yeah. Listen, I don't come to these things very often, so I don't know what the proper etiquette is or anything, but I just want to tell you, I think you're about the sexiest woman I've ever seen in my whole life.
I beg your pardon?
Oh, come on. I can't be the first guy to ever tell you that.
You're the first guy to ever tell me that who wasn't working on a construction site.
I'm going to take that as a compliment. You married?
Excuse me?
Well, I mean, I don't want to go fishing if the pond is empty.
Suddenly, I've become the sexiest trout you've ever seen.
Oh, no. Wait a minute. This is coming out all wrong. I mean, I didn't mean to offend you. Let me start all over. I'm Hayden Fox, and I just think you're an incredibly attractive woman.
Well, thank you.
And I was just wondering if we could go someplace and kiss or something.
Do you always come on to women this way?
No, of course not. But you're the first woman that's ever excited me so much to come up with all this great stuff.
Well, great as it is, I really think I should be getting back to my date.
Huh? Well, who's your date?
The lieutenant governor.
Wow. And you're still awake? I mean, are you guys serious about each other?
I wouldn't know. This is the first time we've ever been out. Now, please, I really have to get back.
Oh, wait a minute. Can I call you?
I don't even know you.
Oh, yeah, you do. I told you, I'm Hayden Fox. I'm a football coach. And I mean, although it must seem like I live an incredibly full life, there is this huge void where you belong.
Look, this is all very charming in a sledgehammer sort of way.
Oh, look, I didn't mean to steamroll it. I didn't. But I'm an impatient guy. When I see something I want, I just go after it. All I want to do is just call you.
Fine. I'm at Channel 6. I'm there every day. You can call the switchboard.
Oh, that's great. Great. But I'm going to back off for now because I don't want to seem pushy or anything. Unless you like pushy. You like pushy?
I really have to go.
Okay. Oh. Now, listen, I haven't struck out here, have I? I mean, you don't hate me or anything, do you?
I don't hate you.
I'm going to call you. You said I could call you.
You can call me.
Okay. Christine, I just want to tell you, that dress is driving me out of my mind. I told I had to tell you that.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome.
How'd you do?
I think I'm in love.
Me too. This is the best buffet I've ever seen in my life.
Excuse me, Miss Armstrong. There's a telephone call for you.
Oh, thank you. Excuse me. I'll be right back. Hello?
You said I could call you.
Who is this?
Surprise!
You?
Yeah.
What do you think you're doing?
Well, I tried you at the station, but they said you were here.
This is all very flattering, but I really am going to get annoyed in a minute.
Oh, no. Don't get annoyed. That's not what I'm going for here.
I told you, I'm with someone.
So am I. But now I want to be with you.
This is insane. I came with someone. I can't just dump him.
Why not?
Because I don't do things like that.
Well, start tonight. Start building a reputation for becoming unpredictable.
I like the reputation I have.
Well, what reputation is that? You always do the right thing, that you're a proper lady, you always think about everything before you do it. I mean, what fun is that? I mean, tonight you could get hit by a bus, and then what'll it say on your tombstone? She had a killer body, but she never left a party with a stranger.
Well, I'll just have to live with that. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going back to the man I came with.
Is there a problem?
Oh, no, it was just a nuisance call. I'm sorry.
Would you like to dance?
Oh, I'd love to. Thank you.
How's it going? Not great. She insists on leaving with the guy she came with. See, that's the problem of going after classy women. They have this code that's unbelievable.
So what are you going to do?
Figure out a way to break the code. How'd you like to do me a little favor?
If you won't think I'm too forward, could I ask you a personal question?
Certainly.
Do you think there should be a state excise tax on dairy products?
Oh, please, Stephen, you're making me blush.
Excuse me, sir, but you have an urgent phone call from the governor.
They just won't leave us alone, will they, Christine? You'll excuse me.
Certainly.
Hi. Couldn't help noticing you lost your partner. Mind if I fill in?
I think you should know. My date is coming back.
No, I think you should know. He's not coming back for a while.
I don't understand. If it was so important for the governor to speak to me, why did he go to the bathroom before I could get to the phone?
I don't know. We all had burritos here at the mansion tonight. Maybe this is the first time the can was free.
I am going to tell Stephen what you did.
Oh, no, wait a minute. Come on, you're going to be with him for the rest of the night. All I have left is this dance. And then, if you say the word, I'll be out of your life forever.
Fine. One dance. But when this song is through, that's it.
Fair enough.
What are we doing out here?
Just give me 2 seconds to talk to you.
I thought you wanted to dance, or was that a trick?
No, I do. I want to dance. Christine, I think there's something magical going on here tonight, and if we don't take advantage of it, it's just going to go away.
You can stop dancing.
It's not me. It's the magic. Okay. Listen, Christine, I know everything I'm doing here seems a little nuts, and everything I'm saying sounds like a line, but they're not lines. They're from my heart. See, I got a feeling I got struck by lightning tonight, and this is what's coming out. And you can tell me if I'm crazy, but I saw the look in your eyes the moment you saw me, and I think you got struck by lightning, too.
The only thing that struck me is that I think you're arrogant, I think you're rude, I think you're presumptuous.
You think I'm cute?
A little.
Then let's seize the moment. Let's break some rules. I've never been with a woman like you, and I got a feeling you've never been with a guy like me.
I didn't even know there were guys like you.
Well, let's see what happens when lightning strikes lightning.
That was coincidence, right?
I got a feeling you're not as proper as you think you are.
I'm not.
I think there's an animal in there. A wild animal. Doesn't care about rules.
Oh, you talk too much.
Well, let's get out of here.
Oh, God. We can't leave. Everyone will notice.
Not if we go over the balcony and shimmy down the rain spout. Okay. Just let me think.
Oh, I can't do this to Stephen. I mean, he is really a sweet guy, and I really respect him. I can't run out on him.
Well, what if we tell him a really good lie?
Okay.
Well, tell him you're sick, and I'm an old friend, and I got to take you home, and that way he can stay and enjoy the ball.
But what if he doesn't want to stay and enjoy the ball? What if he insists on driving me home?
Okay, and we'll tell him the truth, and we'll run.
Okay.
There you are. I wondered where you were.
I was out on the balcony.
Getting sick.
Are you all right?
Well, I think she's got a touch of hyperphlexia. I'm an old friend, by the way.
I'm not sure it's hyperphlexia, but I really do think I should go home.
Of course, we'll leave right away.
Well, see, actually, I was going to take her, Steve.
You?
Well, I think she needs to lie down, and I got a flatbed.
Right. And I really am feeling kind of faint, and slightly flaccid.
Oh, I better get her out of here.
Yes.
Listen, I just want to tell you it was an honor meeting a man who was almost governor. Oh, don't worry, everybody. She's going to be fine. I just need to get her into bed.
Broke the code, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir. That was one great night.
Yeah, great for you. You didn't have to ride home with Steven.
You know, that was the beginning of the best 4 years of my life.
There she is over there. Why don't you just go up and say hi?
I phoned her and bothered her enough already. I'm going to leave her alone tonight. You know something? I'm going to go out on the terrace and get some air.
Is it okay if I eat your pie?
Yeah.
I think the lady next to me left. Is it okay if I eat hers?
I understand you can catch a mean case of hyperphlexia if you stay out here too long.
Hi.
Hi.
I was going to come over and say something, but I didn't know if I'd be bothering you. You was? Anybody?
No. Are you?
No. Luther.
This is hard, isn't it?
Well, I've been thinking about all evening long as the night we met.
I know.
You know, I wish there was some way we could go back.
Funny. I wish there was some way we could go forward.
Excuse me, Miss Armstrong. They want you for a picture.
Thank you. It's good to see you.